Hello. It's the final hours of the last day of the year. A time for reflection, for a mental audit of the past 12 months, the pluses and the minuses, the ups and the downs. When we look back over the big book of life, just how will this most recent chapter feature? Maybe it isn't even a chapter. Maybe it's just a page. Appropriately enough, today I completed the final edit of my dissertation, the academic marker of Year 1 studies at Ashridge Business School. 3 wire-bound copies now sit on my desk, pristine and waiting to be delivered. I have no idea if they're any good. It's been a long time since I completed any academic work, so I'm not really sure just how high the bar is now set. But nevertheless, it brings a sense of completion, at least for this leg of the journey. For those who don't know, I'm studying executive coaching, which, for want of a better shorthand, is psychotherapy in the workplace. It's a combination of psychological theory, practical tools and methodologies, which, ultimately, are to help me help others to learn. I'm talking here about deep learning, seeing how we see the world and understanding our response to events. Understanding how that shapes our worlds, and indeed how we are shaped by our responses. Understanding the patterns and the scripts we carry, usually without even being aware they exist. I don't think it's too dramatic to say that in this first year it's been life-changing. Not in a I've won the lottery and can now get new neighbours sort of a way, rather in a subtle, interior, incremental fashion. Finding out things that one's taken for granted, like how much baggage I bring into every conversation that I have. Of course, we all do it. We each carry a ready reckoner in our heads, and we look at the world through that set of filters. It defines both who we are and what we see. When all you carry is a hammer, everything is a nail. So we listen for personal nails. In truth, we only listen with half an ear anyway. The rest of us is given over to a tape that's playing in our heads, like chattering monkeys delivering a constant stream of stuff and nonsense. Try sitting still for 5 minutes and listening to what's going on in your skull. It can be a very, very noisy place. In the coaching space, all that dies away. At least, that's what we aspire toward. A silence of genuinely experiencing the other person in the room. It sounds easy, but actually it's the hardest thing I've ever tried to do. It's been like learning to speak all over again, and learning to drive, and learning to read, all at the same time. The problem is that every word, every phrase, every idea that the other person offers into a conversation starts a series of associations that can take your attention for a walk and leave the other person, well, talking to themselves. When that happens, the challenge is to catch yourself as quickly as possible, bring your attention back into the room and silence those monkeys. And when that happens, well, it's almost spiritual. The tape is paused, the noise abates, and all that exists is a clear connection between two minds. It's both liberating and energising. So my resolution list for 2011 looks very different from previous years. Oh, I still need to take more exercise and to drink less coffee, to spend less on gadgets and to save more into my pension, to read more classics and to watch less of the Dave Channel. But all that's going on the back burner now. My list this year has one goal, captured in 3 words. To listen well. Happy New Year.